Kenny, you guys have consistently been towards the top in terms of most starting lineups in the league, really throughout the whole year. If you look at where you're at right now, you're seventh. I say this because you look at teams in the top 10, you guys are the only team with a winning record. And I know that you've consistently said, like, look, it's just part of the league, like injuries come with it. But is there something to it that you guys have still been able to maintain a level of success that other teams in these situations haven't?
It speaks to our depth. I mean, you know, I'd love to say, oh man, we've, you know, conjured up these lineups without guys out, but we're deep. I use the Thomas Bryan example all the time. Like, you know, he's really helped us out, right? With the injuries we've had with J.A. and Evan. So got guys like Tyrese stepping in, Naquan. Like, these guys have stepped in all year. You know, Larry the other night. So it's how the roster's made up. And Serena, I'll just keep hitting this. I think it's going to help us in the long run, because you know how the playoffs go. Like, you're not always running out the same starting lineup. You have to be able to adjust and adapt. Someone might be in, someone might be out. So I think we'll feel more comfortable in those situations, because we've experimented with a lot of different starting lineups. So you start Keon, you start Dean, you know, our wings, Sam has started. We've got Max back in the mix. He could be in the starting line. Like, so, you know, it's good we've gotten a lot of practice at it.
You've got a team with so many different personalities and experience, and you bring in a guy like Dennis, who obviously you've known throughout his career. But when you look at, like, leadership on this team, and you've got Donovan, and you've got James, and you've got those types of guys, with Dennis and the experience that he brings, but also, like, his personality, how does he lead on this team? How would you kind of quantify or characterize that?
Yeah, I mean, he has an edge to him. He has a personality. You know, obviously has a winning pedigree, playoff pedigree. I say world championship, European championship. That, you know, he's done it on the global stage, so he's got a confidence about him. But I think Dennis had a little blip there where he got kind of off kilter a little. You know, we're playing him a lot of minutes, and I think he's back to his, you know, role where he started, I think, the first 8 or 9 games with us. So I'm really pleased where he's at. I think, you know, obviously the defensive piece, but then him being an early offense attacker, you know, driving the heck out of the ball, you know, getting in the paint for us. I think he's really done a good job getting back to that. But, you know, and the stars on this team respect him, right? Like, Donovan respects him. James respects him. He has a lot of conversation with those guys. Evan respects him. That matters in an NBA locker room. He's got immediate credibility. Like I said, he's not afraid to ride guys and get on guys either.
Tim.
Kenny, it's a strange question to ask in game 79, but follow up to Serena, are there any combinations or any lineups that you still haven't seen, or you haven't seen enough of, because there have been so many absences and lineup changes?
No, it seems like, you know, you could, the only one I'm, you know, just outside the box, you put Naquan into 5, you know, if you really want to go speed, all out speed, especially with Dean out, right? When we go small, we go with Dean into 5, but you could play Naquan into 5, because, you know, especially now, we're running out lineups with you know, 4 small guys in the center usually, and even the other night I felt like we're small. It's like, well, if we're gonna go small, man, we can go really small. You know, he's got a, you know, 7-foot wingspan, right? And so that's something. Do we get to? Do we try tonight? But for the most part, have seen seen a lot of these combinations. We've seen the 3-guard combination with Dennis, Don, and James. Have seen that, so. Not a lot we haven't seen.
So what becomes the goals for these final four
games? Get healthy, man.
Well, but on the floor and...
Yeah, I mean, obviously playing to win, you know, that's that's for, you know, keep our playoff readiness while still staying healthy. I think it's, we're trying to, you know, balance that. And you know, our kind of tactical focus, I think, for these last games is, it's really going to be our kind of playoff, how should I say, you know, do the dirty work. That's been kind of the theme. Are we gonna hit guys on rebounds? Are we sprinting back on defense? Are we getting deflections? Are we getting great contests? You know, because we're, you know, the tactics aren't always going to be perfect. The you know, defense isn't always going to be perfect. The offense is always, but are we doing the little things? You know, and that's been a focus really since post All-Star. And I told the guys this morning, I was really pleased after watching the tape. It wasn't perfect, but we were doing the gritty things, we're doing the dirty things that equal playoff success in my mind. That's, you know, that's a big question for this team. We're skilled, we have high IQ, talented, you know. Let's see if we can do the dirty things, do the tough things, the gritty things that help you get over the hump when it's not perfect, Tim.
Second row left.
When you look at Naquan, just kind of his development, his growth from where he was when he came in to where he is now, what's the biggest thing that he's improved on?
Funny, you know, I thought earlier in the season he was kind of shying away from contact and you know, maybe not screening it as well as he should, you know. And I think part of that is just needed to get stronger. And, you know, he spent a lot of time in the weight room. And I'm seeing a different Naquan. I'm seeing him a hit first guy, really good screener. You know, all this stuff role players have to do. The kid's super talented. I mean, he stood out all summer in our gym, stood out in summer league. It's great to, you know, see him get rewarded with the contract. You know, he's part of our plans. You know, the shooting piece is improvement area. He made a corner three the other night. I thought it was huge, corner three too. So making those open ones, those wide open ones, are going to be big for him. But man, what a pleasant surprise. You know, what a great, you know, great find for the Cavs.
Anything else in the room? Thanks, Serena.
Back to Naquan, have you noticed how much, like, James on the bench when he's playing with him is, like, just kind of constantly in his ear and teaching him? And if so, like, how valuable is that Naquan is getting?
I always say this. I think a big part of player development that people miss is having smart veteran players around young players. Like that is, in my experience in the NBA, that might be the most important thing. The messaging, what, you know, being able to observe their habits, being able to have conversations with high IQ vet NBA players is monumental for young players' development. We got that, and I think that's why our guys get better. Naquan's a Tyrese is like a sponge, always talking to those guys. Naquan's like that. Larry's been great in that area too. That was an important offseason. Focus for us, getting vets in here that can help lead these young guys. So, you know, really, really helpful for their development.
Yeah, it's going to wrap up, Coach.
All right.